Scrooge, A Christmas Carol, a podcast presentation by Hope Media Group and Compassion International, releasing children from poverty in Jesus' name.
I am the spirit of Christmas present.
Oh, it's my insufferable nephew, Frederick.
Why don't you pester your old uncle for her dowry, Frederick?
There must be some goodness in him.
I admit Ebenezer Scrooge is a bit tight-fisted.
An embodiment of the Christmas spirit.
I'd like to make a toast.
Enough.
We all need God's blessings, each and every one of us.
Yes, Tiny Tim. Will he live a long life?
I don't know what we'll do without him.
You sent their father to prison for non-payment.
Scrooge!
Scrooge, A Christmas Carol.
There's a unique new entry into the collection of holiday classic movies. Journey to Bethlehem, an epic live-action Christmas musical that weaves classic Christmas melodies with humor, faith, and new pop songs. See Journey to Bethlehem in theaters beginning November 10th.
The past is a particularly cruel realm. Like grief, it is not the intensity of the pain it causes, but rather the unceasing, unbendable, and unrelenting nature of it. A soul's doom to the past is in its obstinate refusal to live in the present, a spirit of which, when encountered, is nectar to the soul.
Spirit? Spirit! What have you abandoned me to? Spirit!
Ebenezer Scrooge! Come forth!
Be not afraid. Ebenezer Scrooge. Step forward, mortal. Don't dawdle, we haven't much time. At least, you don't. Look at you. Cute as a kitten and none the brighter.
Who are you, spirit? Not
who, so much as when am I, mortal? I am the spirit of Christmas present. And you need a drink. Here.
I don't think I can get my hands around this, spirit.
It needs size for what it carries. I shall help you. Open up.
Drink, Ebenezer!
Goodness gracious! What is this?
The best drink of all, Ebenezer.
Oh, it is delicious. More?
It is nectar. Made from the essence of the present. Patience, empathy, and trust.
I love it!
Of course you do, because you've never had it.
Join me, Ebenezer,
and I shall bathe you in it.
May I hold this?
Hold on to my robe.
Oh, where are we going, spirit?
No questions. Rule number one of the present, never question it.
Just enjoy it.
Enjoying it, I am.
You're standing there!
Your arms are tied!
Shakespeare! Coat of arms!
I'm not a book.
No cheating.
Oh, it's my insufferable nephew, Frederick. Playing at my favorite game, Tableau Vivant. You must guess what the player is presenting. Could be a play or a work of art.
Imagine me with my jacket and blouse removed.
Frederick!
We'll try to manage without that visual. Think!
This is his Christmas party he invites me to every year.
Yes, and every year you decline.
Oh, I used to be a whip at this game.
You're just standing there with your arms behind your back.
Mary Shelley's Dr. Frankenstein.
No, no, fools. He's a statue of some type.
Alive or dead?
Dead. Very much so.
What are you doing with your arms?
I have no arms.
I know it. I know it.
Moby Dick. Oh, he didn't have arms.
Because he was a fish. Does Frederick look like a fish to you?
He's Venus de Milo. He's Venus de Milo.
Time.
I'm Venus de Milo, you cretins.
I told you, spirit.
That's not fair.
A lyric for all. noses. More of a chorus for them.
Men aren't good at staging reenactments.
Yes, that William Shakespeare fellow is a tedious ball.
Let's choose a new game.
Marriage. Let's play marriage.
Marriage is a wonderful game.
Unless you're actually married.
Speaking of marriage, Frederick, when are you and Martha planning to tie the knot? You're not getting any younger, and Martha may change her mind.
I would do nothing of the sort. We're waiting for Frederick's position to improve while I finish university.
Why don't you pester your old uncle for her dowry, Frederick?
Does that mean Spirited Geezer's still alive?
Alive? With his wealth and ill manner, he'll outlive us all. And Frederick has a better chance robbing a coach than squeezing money out of that old buzzard.
The audacity of these brutes! The disrespect!
Are they lying, Ebenezer?
Aside the point, and I expect Frederick to defend my name and thrash each and every one.
Hold on, friends. I admit Ebenezer Scrooge is a bit tight-fisted, somewhat cantankerous and less than likable at times.
You mean all the time?
But he is my uncle. And though far from perfect, like the rest of us, I know that there is virtue in him. It may be buried very deep, but it's there.
I don't think they make shovels that lengthy, Frederick.
That may be true, but remember, he and I do not merely share the same blood, but are inextricably bound by mutual loss.
And if he is related to Frederick, there must be some goodness in him. So though I've never met him, he too will always be in my good graces.
Thank you, darling.
He is quite the orator.
Indeed? As I told him myself?
Yes. After you refused his invitation to this party.
Well, we have little in common, Spirit. And he seems to be getting along fine without me.
And having done so without the love of his father or mother.
As did I, Spirit.
Oh, so you do have something in common. Come, we have another party to attend.
Oh, Spirit, may I have another drink?
You may.
Ah. And where are you taking me now, Spirit? I would love to take a peek at the House of Hanover, see how Her Majesty is celebrating.
I'm taking you somewhere far richer, Ebenezer. Just drink and enjoy.
This is the East End, Spirit?
It is. And the richest part of all of London.
Perhaps you're a bit turned around, Spirit. It is one of the least desirable neighborhoods.
There are many kinds of wealth, Ebenezer. And these people are among the richest in heart and generosity. An embodiment of the Christmas spirit.
But I know no one who lives here.
Of course you do. You work with one.
And who are these strangers?
Just some of the many undesirables who live in this end.
The woman looks familiar. Have I met her before?
You attended her wedding and left early. That's Mary Cratchit, your Clark Roberts' wife.
Oh, Mother, I didn't know you could dance.
You were marvellous, Mother.
Oh, I used to be quite the dancer when I was young.
I'm going to tell Father.
Your father was quite the dancer too.
Father, no!
Cratchit, a dancer! That I'd pay to see.
We don't believe you, Mother.
Well, he was a bit of elbows and knees, but as enthusiastic as a child.
Oh, show us, Mother!
Yes, show us to dance.
Oh, dear. A bit winded. But come, stand before one another. We'll start with the basics. And curtsy.
Don't smile. You're not my type.
You mean beauty and youth?
Give me educated and loyal.
Then maybe you should be dancing with Peter.
Neither one of you are my type, sisters.
Oh, enough, children. Peter, a waltz.
Yes, Mother.
Now, touch hands.
Tell them where, Mary. Must be at 11 with your south hand and 3 with your north.
Ladies, remember 11 on the clock and 3 at the waist.
Good woman. Reared proper.
Now 3 steps on the beat. One, two, three. One, two, three. Step, step, turn. Step, step, turn.
What is the meaning of this? There will be no dancing and music without me.
Or me.
Never, Father.
You missed it, Father. Mother was dancing.
Oh, I have seen your mother dance on more than one occasion.
She said you were quite the dancer too, Father.
I didn't say quite.
Your mother speaks the truth. Come to the Nook. Let me show you the marvelous bounty Tiny Tim and I have secured.
Why does he carry the boy spirit?
Just watch.
Sweet potatoes.
Yes.
Fresh cranberries and apples for the sauce. And warm biscuits straight from the bakery.
Yes.
May I tell them what we saw, Father?
Of course you may, Tim.
'Twas a prize goose in the window as big as Peter.
No way.
It's true.
But I think you'll be pleased with the goose Father picked out.
With Tiny Tim's help.
Oh, Cratchit. That's hardly a goose at all. That is an embarrassment of poultry. I've seen larger hummingbirds in my own garden.
Enough.
One more thing. Before we have you wash up, a change in tradition. Get your glasses, and we will make a toast before supper today.
Robert?
They're not children anymore, Mary. They're all growing up.
Even me?
Even you, Tiny Tim. In fact, Peter's already borrowing my scarves.
Just the navy one, Father.
Come, fill your glasses. And now raise them. I'd like to make a toast to all of you. Next to my faith, you, my children, are the greatest gifts and the most wonderful Christmas presents I could ever ask for. And to my wife, thank you for being the best dance partner a man could ever have. Cheers.
Cheers.
Children?
Let us also remember the less fortunate than us, our distant relatives and loved ones who cannot be here.
I'd like to toast to you, Mother and Father. Thank you for being the lighthouses that you are.
I'd like to toast Father Superior, Mr. Scrooge.
And what makes you want to toast him, Tiny Tim?
We all need God's blessings, Mother. Each and every one of us.
Well said, Tim. After all, he is the maker of this feast. Ebenezer Scrooge. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Now go, wash up.
Did you hear that, Spirit? They toasted me.
Shush.
Peter, take your brother.
Basket or horse, Tim?
Horse.
Hop on.
The small one is carried still.
The boy is unable to walk on his own. Come. Let us go now.
No, wait, Spirit. Give me another moment.
Mary, what is it?
Nothing sets sail to the Christmas spirit like toasting Ebenezer Scrooge, I suppose.
Indeed. But he's such a special boy.
And how did he behave while out?
As good as gold, and better. He gathers many a glance while in public. But coming home from the butcher, he shared that he was so happy to be outside and to be seen by people, and that he hoped that because he was a cripple, he could be a reminder for those who look upon him that it was on this day a savior was born who made the lame walk and the blind see.
It's okay, darling.
I don't know what we'll do without him.
Shush. All in God's will.
Do you see that, Ebenezer? That is what hope looks like. Come. The spirit of Christmas is strong this season. The holy day has been in waning. Good to see its urgency. You've been silent, Ebenezer. Something on your mind?
The boy. At Bob Cratchit's spirit. The invalid.
Tim?
Yes, Tiny Tim. Will he...
Will he what, Ebenezer?
Will he live a long life?
Is that compassion you're feeling, Ebenezer?
It is curiosity, Spirit.
He will not. But better that he decrease the surplus population and ease the burden of tax for the productive. Don't you think?
Bah! And where do you wish to take me now, spirit?
Where hope is harder to find.
Scrooge, A Christmas Carol, will continue in a moment.
Ebenezer Scrooge. Step forward, mortal. Don't dawdle, we haven't much time. At least, you don't.
Like Scrooge, you may not be present in your own life, not connected to your family and friends. Wouldn't it feel good to slow down and be engaged? Let us help. Just visit ScroogeChristmas.com if you would like to ask for prayer, connect with a local church for this Christmas season, or even download a shareable companion guide to this podcast that will help you find hope and encouragement. Once again, that's ScroogeChristmas.com.
Coming this holiday season to a city near you, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert. A rock holiday tradition returns as TSO brings back the Ghost of Christmas Eve, the best of TSO and more. Winter Tour 2023. A blend of rock, classical, and holiday music for the entire family. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert. More information is available at TSOtickets.com.
We hope you're enjoying Scrooge, A Christmas Carol. You can read more about forgiveness, faith, and hope in our 5-day reading plan based on the Charles Dickens classic. Click the link in the show notes or visit ScroogePodcast.com.
Pence for food, sir.
Please, sir, help me.
Oh, come on, please, sir.
You know of this place.
I do, spirit. But it is part of my past. Why do you show me?
It is part of your present as well, Ebenezer.
It is just a slum with pikers and criminals and the dredges of society.
And yet hope still lives here.
Merry Christmas, friends! Merry Christmas!
I know this man. He and his partner came with their hands out yesterday, pestering me for a donation.
Come forward, come forward. In the spirit of this holy day, as a gift to us, our only wish is to provide you with a modest but warm meal. And we also have a limited number of warm weather sundries for the most needy. Women and children first, please.
And did you donate?
I did not.
Sir, we only have enough soup for 200 servings.
Switch to cups instead of bowls.
As you can see, this is an exercise in futility anyway. They can't feed them all.
It's not just soup they're offering, Ebenezer. They're feeding spirits as well.
God bless you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
It's just what I need.
Lovely.
Thank you so much,
sir. Thank you very much.
My objection to this type of generosity, spirit, is that it only encourages the behaviors that built this place.
'Twas men like you who helped build this place, Ebenezer. You see that mother with her two children? You sent their father to prison for non-payment.
If I did, I was only upholding the law.
Hardly a capital offense.
It is a crime all the same, spirit. He had a fiscal obligation bounded by a contract, which he abandoned, as I imagine all of the people of this forsaken place have done in one way or another. They are only now reaping the irresponsibility of what they have sown.
Was debt not the same crime your father was guilty of, Ebenezer?
It was.
And did he pay for his crime?
He did indeed, though not dearly enough.
Because he was not the only one to pay for his guilt, was he?
He was not, spirit. My sister and I also bore the burden of his guilt.
Though you were innocent.
Which is why I saw to it that he die in a place like this. Homeless, alone, and buried somewhere in a fourpence coffin with a tarpaulin lid, paid for with the last money I ever gave him.
And what of these children, Ebenezer? What crime have they committed?
They suffer for their father's sins.
And yours.
What is this place?
The answer to your question. This is where your father rests. It is known as Crossbones, a century's worth of paupers and vagrants and the destitute.
Huh. Well, if he rests, I wish it without peace, Spirit.
A wish that ensures you live without it as well, Ebenezer. But this is not just the burial ground of souls. Here, too, is buried compassion, love, and forgiveness.
He never sought forgiveness, Spirit. Thus, I never offered it.
We don't offer forgiveness as a gift to others, Ebenezer. We offer it as a gift to ourselves.
I feared to forgive him, Spirit, lest he think less of me than he already did.
And the seeds of that fear grew into hatred.
They did, Spirit, and still cling to me this very day like ivy.
Could you imagine what the world would be without fear or hatred?
Tell me, Spirit, where is hope in all of this? Where in this field of death? Or is it too buried?
Hope isn't here, Ebenezer. Nor is it buried. Because hope lives. Not in the form of a wish or a feeling or even a prayer, but something that is alive and breathing and always present and was manifested in a birth celebrated on this day. A birth that conquered death.
You've shown me the present of my nephew, and you've shown me the present of the Cratchits and of strangers, and even where my father lay. Spirit, show me my present.
I cannot, Ebenezer.
And why is that?
Because you don't live in it. Your time is nigh.
You mean our time, Spirit?
No, Ebenezer Scrooge. Your time.
Well, I've yet to be visited by the spirit of Christmas to come. I'm most interested in my future.
Everyone is interested in their future until they get there.
And is there something in my future I should fear?
Aye. Judgment.
Any results of my actions that have caused suffering can be justified, Spirit.
It is not always our action, Ebenezer, that causes suffering, but our inaction. Compassion ignored, forgiveness withheld, and offerings of love refused are of equal consequence. Sometimes more.
And so I'm to be indicted on both what I do and not? How is that fair?
And who said life was fair?
What is this I'm hearing?
Listen closer. They are two of but many children of man. The boy is ignorance.
What do they know? They're wrong. You know more than they do.
The girl is want.
Your business isn't enough. Your home isn't nice enough. You need more.
Beware them both, and to all their degree. But most of all, beware this boy. For on his brow is written your doom, unless the writing be erased.
I don't understand, Spirit. How can I erase what has already been done? And these children, have they no refuge or recourse?
Are there no prisons?
Take me home, Spirit.
Are there no workhouses?
Take me away from here.
Are there no prisons? Are there no workhouses?
Leave me, Spirit! Oh, my. My room. My bed was but a terrible dream. I'm home now. I'm home.
Through this holy anointing, may the Lord, in his love and mercy, help you with the grace of the Holy Spirit.
What is this incantation?
May the Lord,
who is that,
freeze you from sin, save you, and raise you up.
You there! Who are you?
Our Father.
What are you doing in my home?
Hallowed be thy
name. I said you there, sir. What is your business here?
Our will.
You will speak to me!
On earth, as it is in heaven.
That is enough, Reverend. He has passed.
Who has passed? What are you talking about?
You may take him.
Take me? Take me where? Get your hands off of me!
May God have mercy on his soul.
Hello? Anyone?
in here! There has been some kind of error! I'm not dead! I am alive! Help me! Yes! Please! I'm in here! Hurry! I'm running out of air! Oh, thank you. Thank goodness. Where am I? What is this place?
Scrooge. Scrooge.
I am he. And you must be the spirit of Christmas future.
You wanted to see me. Well, see me now.
Scrooge, A Christmas Carol. Starring Sean Astin. Narrated by John Rhys-Davies. Featuring Ben Barnes, Maxwell Caulfield, Bethany Joy Lenz, Juliet Mills, Ryan O'Quinn, Lucy Punch, and Clive Standen. Adapted from the Charles Dickens novel by P.G. Kasheri. Directed and produced by Mark Ramsey. Produced by Jim Young. Sound designed by Jordan Fair. Executive produced by Paul Anderson for Workhouse Media. A presentation of Hope Media Group. Scrooge, A Christmas Carol is a Mark Ramsey Media production.